This is Bill Venners with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007.
I'm sitting here with Ben Chelf, the CTO of Coverity, and I wanted to first ask you to just explain a little bit about Coverity, what it does, and what its product is.
Sure, thanks. We've got a static source code analysis technology, a static analysis, meaning that we're analyzing source code and bytecode before you ever run it. So static analysis means that rather than running the code and observing the runtime behavior, you try to figure out how it's going to be run in a kind of compile time or parsing the bytecode type environment. And what we do is you can think of it as a simulation of sorts, pushing down every possible path in the code, looking at each condition, imagining what if this condition is true, what if this condition is false, and exploring, looking for problems. And we're focused on problems that will actually cause bad behavior at runtime, throw exceptions, leak resources, have security implications because you haven't vetted data that might lead to, for example, SQL injections, those types of problems, as opposed to maybe more stylistic warnings. Oh, you should have curly braces, you know, in this format, and you should indent this way. We're less interested in that stuff, more interested in finding real bugs that developers are going to want to fix.
Okay, so we were just discussing, and I had a question. So you had mentioned that in your work, you had seen that a lot of bugs come from when people don't understand the code they're calling into. Could you explain what you mean by that?
Absolutely. So one of the tricks as software systems grow in complexity, you know, it used to be that maybe you develop 1,000 lines of code or 10,000 lines of code. That's not the world anymore. Developers are tasked with implementing code in systems that are hundreds of thousands or millions of lines of code. It's impossible for any single person to kind of understand all of a software system. And so what happens is when I'm implementing my code in a software system, I have to interact with a lot of different pieces of the system. I make calls into other methods. I use interfaces that other developers have implemented. Maybe they're developers in the next cube. Maybe they're developers halfway around the world. But a lot of the problems that we find are when there is discrepancy between what a user of the interface and an implementer of the interface agree on. And if they don't agree, if there's inconsistency there, then that will lead to problems. For example, maybe I didn't think that I had to do certain checking on parameters that I passed into another function or another method, and the person who implemented that method thought that those parameters would always be checked before they were passed in. And so if that contract isn't consistent, if there's, you know, a discrepancy there, that's the kind of thing that leads to bugs. We have technology, of course, that helps in that arena because we're able to analyze the whole software system, and we can see, you know, what everybody believes at any given point in the code.
Okay, that kind of actually brings us to the other one of the other things you said, which was when you see inconsistency where somebody here believes one thing, somebody else here believes something else. So basically, you can see that when this person is calling to the API, they're kind of doing one thing. When somebody else over here is calling to the same API, they're doing something else. So that tells you something's wrong.
Absolutely. I mean, you can even take the concept a little bit further, and we do this on our product, where you can, based on how the program behaves in most cases, you can infer what the right behavior is. I'll give you an example of a type of problem we look for in the Java space. Certain classes in class hierarchies, a subclass of a parent is responsible for calling the super method. And that is a contract that sometimes is true and sometimes is not true depending on the implementation of the system. But if you analyze a whole code base and you see that everybody, every subclass of a parent is always calling that super except for maybe 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 100, chances are that guy's wrong. And you can actually learn from the code itself what is the right behavior and what is the consistent thing to do. And those inconsistencies are the things you can flag.
Because most likely it's statistically correct most of the time.
Exactly. You know, you pull out your statistics books and figure out statistical significance in terms of determining whether or not this was random chance or actually significant. But you can do that type of data mining in a code base.
I wanted to ask you, what are some of the steps a developer would have to go through to gain a confidence in knowing the code that they are working with?
Well, it's definitely a difficult problem, obviously, since these systems are so complex. But I think in general, what we see, a lot of the problems that we identify with our automatic technology are because of careless mistakes. A developer not thinking about all the different possibilities that could be true or not when calling into a different interface or when a certain path happens. We find a lot of problems in error conditions. I think developers tend to, for the most part, they don't think enough about what is going to happen in the bad case. We all have the tendency to think about the common case or the average case, because those are the ones that are going to run in your test suite. Those are the ones that are the likely behavior. But you have to spend probably a lot more time coding and thinking about the uncommon case and what can go wrong in your system and how things could potentially be used in a way that you didn't anticipate. And so that's, the first thing is to make sure you're thinking about all the different possibilities. You can then do code review of the interfaces that you're looking at. Never assume that you understand an interface unless you've actually implemented it yourself or taken a look at how it was implemented. Because if you are incorrect, that's going to lead to problems. And of course, then there's technologies like ours that will try to generate that information for you, generate that understanding, and communicate it to you so that you can see this function treats its parameters this way, or this function allocates memory, or this particular type of subclass always has to call super.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's great. Thanks.